My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Getting you ready for preseason game 1 of 3 for the Commanders. All of our coverage on training camp is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Thank you, Toby Altizer, for getting us up to date. Grant Paulson solo today without Danny, whose vacation winds down this weekend. He'll be back on Monday. Right now on the BetQL guest hotline, bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. We are joined by Eric Edholm, who does power rankings, among other things, at NFL Media. Writes great content on the National Football League. And I enjoyed his rankings this week and also what he had to say about the Washington Commanders. So I wanted to get him on the show. Eric, great to talk to you as we have made it back to football time in America. How are you?
Yeah, we've been here, man. It's all right. A soft landing after I was worried. You know, you go through the summer and you do all your fun stuff and you think, okay, here's the season, but it's been a smooth landing, man.
Very, very soft landing, I would say, with the play time in some of these preseasons. It's just getting worse and worse. We're only going to have 2 preseason games soon enough, and I guess players are going to play in like one of them of the guys that matter. I just hate where we've gotten to, where even backups like Drake May are playing 6 snaps and 3 throws. It's like,
right,
those are the guys that we should be watching for a quarter.
I know. I was glad he got some Joe Milton last night. But, yeah, I saw him come out of the game. I mean, remember where Zappy was when he replaced Mac Jones in the place? Zappy, Zappy. And now they're all booing him when they – I know they're not booing him. But how far he's fallen and how quickly things turn in the quarterback world. But, yeah, I think what we're going to see is 2 preseason games, and you're going to see a lot more joint practices. You know, there's plenty now, but – you know, the network's going to try to get exclusive rights of those and do, you know, kind of extended things with those maybe. I don't know, but you're right. I think that's the direction we're trending.
The only question about the joint practices at that point is going to be, how do you keep these melees from happening without suspending guys? And I think that's ultimately the way it's going to have to be. Like somebody said, oh, they fixed it. You can now fine the teams. You think I care if the Dolphins are getting fined $200,000 because we got into a fight if I'm Tyreek Hill? Unless you're finding me specifically, I don't give a hoot. And I think the only way to avoid it, if they really want to take it seriously and if they want to make these practices something that every team wants to do, like Andy Reid is out, hasn't done them, you've got to basically prevent the fights, cut down on the chance of injuries from them, and suspend players, which seems crazy, but my guess is that that's got to be coming if they're going to go with 2 preseason games and a prioritization of those practices.
I think the warning shot for all of that that you laid out, which is well said. That's, I think, exactly the framework under which it would have to work. It was a couple years ago. I don't remember. It was 2021, I want to say, maybe something like that. Aaron Donald swinging a helmet at a Bengals player. Joint practice. It was, you know, like, whoa, here's one of the best players in the NFL. Of course, we had Myles Garrett doing a similar thing on the field during a game. But, you know, as seriously as we treated that, the Donald story went away pretty quickly. And, you know, if they do become more showcased and more packaged for media and things like that and presented as a replacement for a preseason game, then, yeah, I mean, the stakes have to be equal to that of a game. Which is what we're sort of making it, I guess.
Eric Edholm's with us on G&D. You may remember him from many an interview over the years ahead of the draft. He's great when it comes to the college prospects
Thank
as well.
You.
All right, so before I get to the Commanders, there's three games tonight. You could pick any storyline from any of the three you want to hit on. Falcons, Dolphins, 7 o'clock kick. Same time for the Texans, Steelers. And then 30 minutes after that, the Eagles, Ravens. Of the three games in the NFL tonight, what are you intrigued by?
I want to work in my dad joke of, you know, a cast of Falcons and a pod of Dolphins. Those are like what they call a group of those. So it's like a podcast tonight, right? Is that that's my dad joke. I do want to see Michael Penix, though, because, look, if we're not going to see him this year, if it's going to be the Kirk Cousins show and he's back and healthy and all that, you know, I want to see what the kid can do, because there may be a point where he has to take over for injury late in the season or early in the season for that matter. But, you know, he's going to get reps during this preseason as if he's not going to get many at all, if any, during the regular season. So they're going to matter. I want to see what he looks like. You know, there's been really positive reviews. He and Cousins have been supposedly getting along great. So, you know, cool thing going on there. Everyone wanted to make it a bad thing at the draft. It was curious, but I didn't hate it. And then I would say the other thing I'm probably looking at is, what's the situation with the Steelers, and can Justin Fields kind of do something to, you know, against the Houston team that's going to come fired up and, you know, kind of the, you know, the new kid on the block, so to speak. And, you know, Justin's got a lot to play for too. He knows that Russ is back practicing now, and, you know, and this is sort of his shot to make a statement.
Eric Edholm on Grant and Danny. Let's talk Commanders now. So you did your power rankings, and you did have Washington, you know, in the bottom 7-8 teams where most people do. But
right.
I will say that you also, it seems like, are more open to the possibility that they are a fun surprise team than a lot of national folks. You've got them up 3 spots to 26, and you talked about the buzz on Jaden Daniels being needle moving for you. Seems like you're feeling this group a little bit right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it obviously goes back to the draft, too. And, you know, as I watched, first watched Jaden Daniels dissect my Missouri Tigers during the season. And I had really been a fan of his just on the outside looking in from his freshman year at ASU. I was just sort of always had one eye on the guy, and he was super skinny. But there was something about him, right? Even through all the ups and downs there before transfer to LSU. And, you know, he was good the year prior, but last year was special. And, you know, obviously his running ability got a lot of attention, but, you know, I saw him progress as a thrower and just being able to feather the ball in there and fire it when needed, and instincts that I didn't know he had. And so there was all this excitement that I had over him. And it, you know, when it became obvious Caleb was going to Chicago, it just made so much sense that he would land in Washington and, you know, kind of be the new face of the franchise. And he just had this sort of equanimity about him or something. Like, nothing really seemed to faze him at all. Like, good, you know, good result, bad result, he kind of had the same reaction every time you saw him talk or on the sidelines. And it was a little different. And, you know, you put that with exciting physical traits, and then, all like you said, all the positive reviews so far, even, you know, with some tough moments, I'm sure, during against the Jets. I heard it was a little sloppy out there, but you know, look, it's C.J. Stroud didn't have a perfect season last year, but he was brilliant. You know what I mean? Like, there's when you see somebody different, I think you kind of know it. And I think he's going to be good. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I think he's gonna be able to carry this team on his back at some point and maybe cover up some of the weaknesses.
Eric, how much do you think Cliff Kingsbury will have him run as a designed rusher this season?
I hope a lot. I really do. I mean, if you go back and look, and Cliff, when he had, you know, when he first got to the Cardinals, he ran the ball quite a bit. I mean, it was a big part of what he did, quarterback run, obviously, too. And so, you know, it's because he had a talent in Kyler Murray that could do those things. And now with a different but similar type of player, quarterback, athlete, I think it's got to be in their arsenal, especially, again, if you're concerned about the offensive line, especially on the outsides. Like, if you feel like, you know, we're a little short there, you're going to have to compensate in some way. So instead of asking these guys to pass block for 4 seconds or whatever, let's get them on the move, or let's get the quarterback on the move, or let's do some fun stuff where, you know, we're having the defense guess as to what Jaden's going to do. And so I think it's going to be a big part of what they do.
Eric Edholm's power rankings dropped this week. You can go check them out, NFL.com. You comped Washington's upside maybe to something of a 2024 Texans, obviously, with what happened with Stroud last year. And I liked what you wrote. You said, "I realize this ranking doesn't quite reflect it, but I am prepared to push Washington up soon. Just a feeling." Some of the positive vibes coming out of camp. I think a lot of people are thinking maybe they could be fun to watch, if nothing else, early in the season. What's your take on their supporting cast? One of the big debates in town the last week or so has been, how much should they be working on trying to get an Ayuk deal done? This new front office with Adam Peters, he came from San Francisco, obviously, and Ayuk wants to come here by all accounts. They've got McLaurin. They're hoping Jahan Dotson can bounce back from a bad year. And then otherwise, it's, you know, a lot of projects, whether it's Luke McCaffrey, who they drafted 100th this year. Deami Brown's been a disappointment. Veterans like Jamison Crowder, Olamide Zaccheaus, you know, a tight end, they brought in Ertz. They drafted Ben Sinnott. What do you make of their supporting cast for a young quarterback compared to what would be ideal?
Yeah, outside of McLaurin, I think those are all good, you know, interesting, or, you know, interesting to middle of the road, complimentary type players, right? I mean, again, I love Ben Sinnott too. I thought he was one of my favorite draft crushes last year too, and I thought he was an underrated player in a lot of respects. So, you know, I mean, I guess you're hoping for a bounce back year for Jahan, which I think he can do. We've seen it. It's not, you know, it's not unrealistic to think he can't be that number two, that complimentary guy. Zach Ertz is obviously I think it'll be one of Jaden's most respected or, you know, trusted targets, is what I was trying to say. And, you know, so he and Ben at tight end, pretty solid group. Maybe the backs can contribute a little bit too. Obviously, you know, the run game is going to be a big part of it. But, yeah, I mean, you wonder if there is that one other difference maker receiver. Right now, I would say probably no. Even if Luke is a solid slot this year, or, you know, Brown suddenly adds a little bit of a deep element, neither one of them by themselves is affecting a defense. Whereas Ayuk, you know, and even my friends in the analytics, you know, realm say it's not a function of the 49ers offense. This guy would be good in any offense, and he would be the number one guy in almost any team in the NFL, you know, minus a few. So, it's expensive. You got to go over 30, I think, and you got to give something up. Maybe not a first-round pick, but something. So that's the drawback, and we haven't seen that kind of big swing yet from Peters. It's been a lot of smart, calculated moves, I feel like, but I'm sure he's got something up his sleeve, and maybe down the road there's a possibility.
Looking at the top of your power rankings going into the preseason, before I let you go, you know, you'll start the year with the Chiefs, Niners, Ravens, and Lions in the top four, and I think that's a pretty consensus group for the most part. The competition starts thereafter. You have Eagles, Texans, Bills, Packers in that order. Was there a team that you ended up having higher on your board maybe than you would have anticipated, you know, with other people's rankings?
Yeah, I think some people are down on the Bills for sure. I mean, that's one of them that I got some, you know, some guff for a little bit online, but I think it's going to be a little bit of a grind early in the year as Josh Allen kind of understands, like, how much he has to do versus how much his teammates can help him out. And I think, you know, obviously without the two big-name receivers there, it's going to be a little bit of adjustment. But this is his offense now, and I think he's still going to be Very good. Now, maybe the defense takes a little while to get set. They have some new faces in the secondary. We don't know what Von Miller's status is. Matt Milano's still coming back. So, you know, there's a few question marks. They've been very, 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 you know, sturdy defensively the last few years. I mean, they didn't let teams score very much and ended up winning a lot of games for them. So I'm not dismissing how important that is to their operation, but I think they're still going to be competitive, and I really think they're going to be in that mix by the end of the season once they, you know, take a few lumps.
Eric, excellent. Thank you so much for the insight, and we'll catch up soon. Enjoy the start to the season.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon, man. Thanks.
Yeah, you as well. Be good. There's Eric Edholm, NFL.com, does a really good job covering the NFL. Speaking of Brandon Ayuk, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network just came out with an update on Ayuk. A little bit surprising. Some news this afternoon on what's going on with him, so I can pass that along next. Should let people know that we still have two pairs of tickets that we got to give away today. This is the end of the week, so it's our last chance to do it. So we'll give away those tickets to go see Blues Traveler. We're going to do that at 5:45 with round two of the very popular game, Does Ryan Know It?, where we ask him some basic questions, and then you bet on whether he knows the answer or not. 5:45, we're running it back to try to give those tickets away. And if we can't give them away then we'll have to go back to the drawing board. All we can do is all we can do here, guys. You're listening to The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. 17 minutes from now, round number two. Tickets on the line to go see Blues Traveler. Does Ryan know it? Commanders, preseason game one of three at noon tomorrow in the Meadowlands. Told you I'd give you a couple of guys to monitor deep down the depth chart who I think could break out. So the first, I'm going to go tweener here. I think he's actually going to play a bunch. He's a lock to make the team. I still think he's a little bit of a deep down the board guy because he was a fifth round pick, but really, really like what I've seen and what I've heard about Jordan McGee, the 6'1", 230-pound linebacker that they drafted in the fifth round out of Temple. I mean, what a blessing for him to come to an organization where you're playing on a defense run by Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr., two guys who have done an incredible job coaching up defense, but you also get to play and learn alongside, next to, behind, in the same room as Bobby Wagner. Like, that's the kind of guy, if he's not on your team, you're studying film of what would he do. You're calling him and asking him, hey, I know it's weird, I'm not on your team, but how would you handle this situation? Guys in the NFL do that. I was talking to London Fletcher, actually, on the sideline at practice this past week, and he said when he had stopped playing, he told Washington and said, anybody wants to reach out to me, send any of the linebackers my way, give me a call. And he said, I think there were a couple guys over many, many years that ever called him from Washington. He said, but more often than not, when he heard from players, it was from guys outside of this market. And he said one of the guys that called him early in his career was Bobby Wagner, actually. But I just think being able to be around Wagner every day has to be a huge benefit to becoming a really good player, to a guy that already looked like he belonged in Jordan McGee. So love that pick. Think you're going to notice him a lot starting tomorrow against the Jets. Now I'll give you one down the roster depth chart battler, you know, a roster bubble guy. On defense, Tyler Owens is a name that you probably have not heard of unless you're all in on camp updates. Tyler Owens was an undrafted free agent. He played his college ball at Texas with the Longhorns, and then he transferred to Texas Tech and finished with the Red Raiders. Not surprisingly, he is from Texas, Plano East Senior High School in Plano. He didn't get drafted this year despite an incredible combine. Get this. So listen to this combine performance by this kid. He got back from the East-West Shrine Bowl. You get your combine invite, he goes. He recorded the best vertical jump among every safety there. And he had a 12-foot, 2-inch broad jump, which was 1 inch away from the world record. Like, his measurables and just the stuff he did at the combine athletically off the charts. I think he hurt his groin. I was just watching some combine clips during the break, and they mentioned, you know, this was the performance of Tyler Owens today before he hurt his groin. So I'm guessing he didn't finish the combine, and maybe that was part of what hurt him. But I think he was viewed maybe as more athlete than baller that could help you quickly. But here's why I put him on this list. He is one of the guys that the coaches and people in that building are raving about. They love him. 23 years old. I was told before the first practice I saw early in camp, look out for this guy. And within the first practice, two or three times, I'm going, who's number 40? And I'm looking at my roster. Oh, that's him. And after the second or third time you do that, you just remember, oh, okay, that's Owens. So that is a guy that I think you're going to want to know. Tyler Owens, number 40. He's played some corner. He's a safety. He's been pretty good in coverage and one-on-one drills. Awesome athlete, deep cut, preseason kind of stalwart. It's the type of guy that could shine in the preseason. Which brings me to the last name I'll give you. I want to give you one on both sides of the ball. Over to the offense, Bryson Tremaine. Last year, he ended up on the practice squad for Washington. He was on the P squad almost all season. He's back at camp this year. And he is making plays. Every practice you go to, if you've been out there, you already know, this guy just shows up over and over and over again. He's number 89. He's huge. You'll notice him because in a wide receiver room without any size, he's about 6'4 and a half and well over 200 pounds. He played at Stanford. I always like to say smart guy. You play at Stanford, you probably got some acumen. But he didn't really play a ton. His numbers weren't big. He caught 14, 19, and 35 balls his final 3 years there. Broke out for 490 yards his final season. But his game was kind of being a vertical threat. boxing people out, going up the ladder, making contested catches. I just think he's the perfect fit for what they don't have on this team. And unless I'm missing something, I don't think you've got six guys at wide receiver you've got to keep. Why can't he make this team? Now, you could just keep him on the practice squad again, I'm sure. But McLaurin, Sharpie. Dotson, Sharpie. McCaffrey, Sharpie. Now I'll write in Penn. Zacchaeus, I think, is in. Brown, I think, is in. Crowder's probably in. There's six. But I gave you three that got to be in and three that probably are in. You can't tell me Bryson Tremaine isn't battling for a job. I caught up with him out at practice this past week just to get to know him a little bit and wanted you guys to hear from a guy who I think could become one of the biggest names of the preseason.
Seems like every day at training camp, you're popping with a big play down the field, a big catch. How do you feel your camp has gone so far?
I feel like it's gone good. You know, I wanted to come into camp and, you know, when the ball gets thrown my way, be able to do my job and, you know, do it, you know, make the most of every opportunity I get. Because, you know, it's hard when you're in training camp and, you know, there's 12, 13 receivers on the field. You might only get a couple balls thrown to you. So just making the most of every single opportunity on, you know, offense and special teams.
What's that like, by the way, when you're an undrafted guy, you're trying to scratch and claw? You know, a lot of other guys have been paid, drafted, and you're looking around. It's got to be hard not to think about how you fit in and just come out and work. But it seems like you've been able to figure that out.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely not the easiest route coming in, but I try not to think about it too much. You know, there's plenty of guys, you look around the league, that have came in as undrafted free agents and done it, you know, before me. And, you know, we have guys in the receiver room who have done it for, you know, 6, 7 years, came into the league as undrafted free agents. So just looking at guys like that who have done it, you know, gives me, you know, that energy to go get it, go after it.
When you looked at this room, and obviously being around last year, you had a good experience with, there's a lot of talk about a lot of the guys are similar in size, right around 6 foot. They don't have a player with your height. There aren't that many of them around the league that can move like you do at your size. Do you feel like that is a way that you can fit in, or a differentiating factor that allows you to separate yourself?
Yeah, I think it might be a differentiating factor for me, you know, being the tallest guy in the room. But just being able to do the job that, you know, Cliff and Coach Bobby want me to do, regardless of my size or my height, you know, I want to be able to do it. I want to be able to do the things that a 6 foot receiver, a 5'9" receiver can do, you know, whether that's getting lower in my stance or getting lower in the top of my route, being able to run fast. So, you know, I embrace my size, but, you know, I try to still stay pretty well-rounded.
Going back to Stanford, how would you describe even your game ideally? Like, are you an X that vertically can run down the field and outleap people, or you talk about wanting to be a complete receiver, like, what is your game at your most comfortable?
I feel like, you know, in college, it was a lot of going down the field, jump balls, deep routes, you know, especially my last year there. But, you know, I'm just always trying to improve and get better and become, you know, that, you know, a complete receiver.
Do you feel like not only the joint practice, but Saturday is, and it's obviously a big first audition. Is it weighted like a few of these practices in terms of you go out, you make that one big play, you have that dream moment, maybe that's a big step toward stealing the roster spot?
I try not to, you know, think about it as like two or three practices in one. I think just treating it like any other day, same routine, going in it with the same mindset, you know, will put me in the best position to go succeed, not trying to get too antsy before it, like just, you know, staying consistent in my process and going out there like any other day.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Bryson Tremaine did not get drafted, doesn't play like it though, and at worst is going to be in the organization moving forward because he's just shown too much. But would love to see him make enough plays starting tomorrow that he could actually crack the roster. They need size. They might be okay in the red zone if Ertz stays healthy and you could throw the ball up to Zach Ertz and you can convince me still that based on how he competes for the football, Terry McLaurin, even though he doesn't catch a lot of touchdowns, can be super helpful down around the goal line on slants and some in-breaking stuff, taking on contact, beating jams. I think he could be effective, but the really good teams in the National Football League that throw the ball well in the red area generally are able to just go up. You know, everything gets condensed. There's less width. So now the field has to get vertical. And I think Tremaine could add a real element there. All right, next, let's open the phones. If you want tickets to go see Blues Traveler at Wolf Trap, we're giving them away for the final time this week, and we're doing it by way of a game. Does Ryan know it? Top of the hour, Connor Orr, who was out at Jets Commanders yesterday and is ready to go cover their preseason game tomorrow, stops by. This is Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Danny is out today. That's okay. We are making it happen. All the way until 6:15, I am taking you up to Nats Baseball. Darris and Ryan on the production, making everything sound good. We appreciate them, as always. Right now, you got a chance to win tickets to go see Blues Traveler. Final opportunity to win the tickets this week. So call us if you want to play a game to win these tickets at 800-636-1067. The game is called Does Ryan Know It? Here's how the game is played. We will give Ryan questions. You will have to determine not the answer to the question, but rather whether or not Ryan is going to guess correctly. These questions are questions Darris came up with, I believe, that are fifth grade level is the information I've been given. Now, we didn't have a great first round. I'm going to blame myself. I got faith in Ryan. Ryan went 2 for 5 in the first batch of questions when we did this in the first hour of the show. We did give away tickets to one person, but we were unsuccessful in our quest to give away the other pair of tickets. So here we go. 800-636-1067 is the number you want to play for tickets to see Blues Traveler. The concert is coming up this month. If you want those tickets, the show is at Wolf Trap on August 23rd. Let's go to Luke, who is in the district in D.C. What's up, Luke? How are you?
Hey, glad you guys picked me. I'm excited.
Well, we're excited for you. We'll be more excited if you can win. So good luck to you. Do you understand the way the game is played?
I absolutely do.
Okay, very good. The question I will start with here, Ryan, what does a paleontologist study? What does a paleontologist study is the question. Luke, do you think Ryan will know the answer?
Yeah. Just Jurassic Park. I'm betting on Ryan.
You like his chances. Okay. Clary, what does a paleontologist study?
Luke. Is it... is it feet?
Feet?
Oh. I don't know.
You're looking for a podiatrist, I believe, is a foot doctor.
Fair. This is not a fifth grade question.
It is. It's fossils. A paleontologist studies fossils. In fifth grade, they bring in a little dirt with these little shells, and you go through it.
I must have been sick that week.
There's a lot of weeks where you were sick. I got to talk to Mrs. Clary sometime to see how many days of school you missed.
Decent amount.
Were you homesick a lot with mom?
I was mommy's little boy.
Watching Ricky Lake?
No, SpongeBob.
True story. One time, I wanted to stay home so bad. I told my mom I wasn't feeling good. She's like, oh, you're feeling fine. I went and put the thermometer. This was back in the day where you had a real thermometer you'd put under your tongue. I went and put it right next to my light bulb in my room. And I held it like right next to my light bulb for like a minute or two. And then she came back in my room, was like, all right, let's check. And it was like 100, probably like 117 or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my gosh, we need to get you to the hospital. And she was like making a big deal, like something was terribly wrong with me. And I was like, no, it probably just read wrong. It just didn't read right.
It's still hot.
Yeah. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. on G&D. What's up, Anthony? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Grant? Thanks for taking my call. Long time listener, long time caller, man. I saw you at training camp the other day. You was walking really fast. I didn't know if you was running late or not. I was the one that was talking to you at the entrance.
When you were walking in?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that was all. Yeah, I was on my way. It was good to say hi, though. It was good to meet up with you. But, yeah, I was late for practice. I was getting in right in time for practice.
I see. I'm like, Grant walking fast, so I just...
That's about as fast as I walk, I'll be honest. I like to say I waddle, so I was shuffling as quickly as I could. But, no, it was good catching up with you. All right, you know how the game is played?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. The question, Ryan. What is the hardest mineral? What is the hardest mineral? Anthony, do you think he knows the answer?
Ryan has no idea what the hardest mineral is.
All right, Ryan, what is the hardest mineral?
Anthony, you're a smart man. You're a very smart man. A diamond? I don't know.
And then he guesses it correctly.
No.
Anthony, he just screwed you over.
No.
It's a diamond, bro.
Really?
Thank you, Anthony. I'm sorry, Ryan. No. Just booted you. I mean, this is unbelievable, this guy.
I'm a genius.
You are a genius. A diamond is the answer.
A diamond. I'm silly.
So you're 3 for 7, successfully giving no one tickets ever, by the way.
Yeah, I know. This is bad.
The goal is to give people
some
tickets.
This is really bad.
Let's go to Ricky in Remington on Grant and Danny. Hello, Ricky. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm great. The game is called Does Ryan Know It? You understand how we're playing?
Yes, I got it.
And you are playing for tickets to Blues Traveler. The winner, congrats to whoever wins, when you can get on the same page with Ryan. You're going to see Blues Traveler, Big Head Todd, The Monsters, Friday, August 23rd at the Center at Wolf Trap. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Ryan, the question is, how many feet are in 75 yards? How many feet are in 75 yards? Ricky, do you think Ryan knows this?
Yes, I'm going to go with yes. He knows it.
Okay. Yard important in football. He's a football guy.
Of course.
Ryan, how many feet are in 75 yards?
225 feet.
Yes.
He had to do some math. 3 feet per yard times 75 is 225. How about Clary coming through in the clutch?
Big feet guy.
So, you and Rex Ryan. Big feet guy. All right, so, Ricky. So, now we need to know, beyond just what is Ryan's awkward search tab that he doesn't want us to know about.
We will isolate that, by the way.
Yeah, feel free to just grab that and set it aside for Danny to hear it when he comes back. Ricky, you need to get one more, and then you're going to see Blues Traveler. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. Who wrote the Harry Potter book series? What famous author wrote the Harry Potter book series? Ricky, do you think he knows who she is?
I'm going to say he knows it.
All right. Who wrote the Harry Potter book series? Now, I will tell you, as soon as you said he knows it, Ryan screamed, oh, and then put his head down. That doesn't seem very good. Ryan, who is the lady that wrote the Harry Potter book series?
Oh, my gosh. I know her because I read these books.
Yeah.
She's been in the news lately as well. Oh, my gosh.
Give me a name.
I know it's not it. Judy Blume.
I'm sure Judy Blume. Judy Blume is a famous.
Who was it? I know.
J.K. Rowling.
Oh, I knew it. Just trust me. I knew it.
Judy Blume is an author, by the way. I don't know.
She was a children's author. I read plenty of her books.
How do you know Judy Blume and not J.K. Rowling?
I know Judy Blume.
I want to do like a get on the magic school bus and get inside that brain of his one time and just drive around with Mrs. Who was the lady? Miss Fritzel? What was that lady's name?
Miss Fritzel.
You don't know Magic School Bus?
Well, no. That was way back in the day, but.
Darius, you know.
I think it was Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle. There you go. Let's get on Miss Frizzle's bus. I just want to drive around in that old brain.
it's a lot.
All right. So what are you right now? Are you.
I think we're 3 of 8.
3 of 8.
Not great.
All right. Does Ryan know it? I got faith in you, bro. Come on. You're my guy. Let's go. Kelsey's in Vienna. What's up, Kelsey? How are you?
Hey, doing great.
Everything?
Hey. Hello?
Yeah, I got you. Everything good? You there?
You got me?
Yes. You know how to play the game?
Yes. We're ready. My daughter's going to help me.
All right. Very good. Here's the question. Ryan, what is the tallest mammal on Earth? The tallest
mammal.
Mammal on Earth. Yeah. All right, so what does Kelsey think? What does the daughter think over there?
No, don't say the answer.
I knew the answer.
She knows it, though.
I knew the answer.
Did you know it?
Yes, it's a giraffe.
Oh, okay, but now we got to go to the next question. All right.
Okay.
You could have had one, but we're going to go to the next question. Who was the first person to step on the moon? By the way, I love that Kelsey, or the daughter, knew the answer, the young daughter. And Ryan's now claiming he knew the answer.
I knew the answer.
We'll never know if you knew the answer or not.
I knew the answer.
How old is your daughter?
He's going to know this.
How old is your daughter?
Tell him how old you are.
Seven.
She just pummeled Ryan. She knew the answer. Ryan, I want her to know one of these answers and him not to. That should be the game.
You just have to know
whether he's smarter than the seven-year-old.
Yes or no.
All right. Who is the first person to step on the moon? Do you think Ryan knows it, yes or no?
Yes.
Ooh, she said yes. Very good. Ryan, who is the first person to step on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah. Smart. All right. We are just one small step away, one giant leap in Ryan Kind away from giving away tickets, believe it or not, finally on Grant and Danny. All right, you need this one. Here we go. Who wrote the play Hamlet? Who wrote the play Hamlet? Does Ryan know it?
No way.
No way. Wow. Okay. I don't know if I like that answer, but let's see. Ryan, very famous play. Who wrote the play Hamlet?
Is it Shakespeare?
It is Shakespeare. He takes another prospective winner, and he slaps him around. I mean, the poor girl wanted to go see Blues Traveler.
I'm sorry. She bet against me. I didn't know what to do.
Sorry, guys. I wanted to give you tickets. Sorry. I really did.
She wanted to say yes.
She should have said yes. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we are sniped by Clary, who's just unwilling to give away tickets. So this is what I've got to do. I've now got to take matters into my own hand. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats. You are winning two tickets to Blues Traveler and Big Head Todd and the Monsters Friday the 23rd at the Center at Wolf Trap. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Well done, as always, Rhino. Connor Orr covers the Jets. The NFL draft was at Commanders practice yesterday. He'll get us ready for tomorrow's preseason game right here on The Fan. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Danny is out today. That's okay. We are making it happen. All the way until 6:15, I am taking you up to Nats baseball. Darris and Ryan on the production, making everything sound good. We appreciate them, as always. Right now, you got a chance to win tickets to go see Blues Traveler. Final opportunity to win the tickets this week. So call us if you want to play a game to win these tickets at 800-636-1067. The game is called Does Ryan Know It? Here's how the game is played. We will give Ryan questions. You will have to determine not the answer to the question, but rather whether or not Ryan is going to guess correctly. These questions are questions Darris came up with, I believe, that are fifth grade level is the information I've been given. Now, we didn't have a great first round. I'm going to blame myself. I got faith in Ryan. Ryan went 2 for 5 in the first batch of questions when we did this in the first hour of the show. We did give away tickets to one person, but we were unsuccessful in our quest to give away the other pair of tickets. So here we go. 800-636-1067 is the number you want to play for tickets to see Blues Traveler. The concert is coming up this month. If you want those tickets, the show is at Wolf Trap on August 23rd. Let's go to Luke, who is in the district in D.C. What's up, Luke? How are you?
Hey, glad you guys picked me. I'm excited.
Well, we're excited for you. We'll be more excited if you can win. So good luck to you. Do you understand the way the game is played?
I absolutely do.
Okay, very good. The question I will start with here, Ryan, what does a paleontologist study? What does a paleontologist study is the question. Luke, do you think Ryan will know the answer?
Yeah. Just Jurassic Park. I'm betting on Ryan.
You like his chances. Okay. Clary, what does a paleontologist study?
Luke. Is it... Is it feet?
Feet?
Oh. I don't know.
You're looking for a podiatrist, I believe, is a foot doctor.
Fair. This is not a fifth grade question.
It is. It's fossils. A paleontologist studies fossils in fifth grade. They bring in a little dirt with these little shells and you go through it.
I must have been sick that week.
There's a lot of weeks where you were sick. I got to talk to Mrs. Clary sometime to see how many days of school you missed.
Decent amount.
Were you homesick a lot with mom?
I was mommy's little boy.
Watching Ricky Lake?
No, SpongeBob.
True story. One time, I wanted to stay home so bad. I told my mom I wasn't feeling good. She's like, oh, you're feeling fine. I went and put the thermometer. This was back in the day where you had a real thermometer you'd put under your tongue. I went and put it right next to my light bulb in my room. And I held it like right next to my light bulb for like a minute or two. And then she came back in my room, was like, all right, let's check. And it was like probably like 117 or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my gosh, we need to get you to the hospital. And she was like making a big deal, like something was terribly wrong with me. And I was like, no, it probably just read wrong. It just didn't read right.
It's still hot.
Yeah. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. on G&D. What's up, Anthony? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Grant? Thanks for taking my call. Long time listener, long time caller, man. I saw you at training camp the other day. You was walking really fast. I didn't know if you was running late or not. I was the one that was talking to you at the
entrance. Oh, when you were walking in?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that was all. Yeah, I was on my way. It was good to say hi, though. It was good to meet up with you. But, yeah, I was late for practice. I was getting in right in time for practice.
I see. I'm like, Grant walking fast, so I just...
That's about as fast as I walk, I'll be honest. I like to say I waddle, so I was shuffling as quickly as I could. But no, it was good catching up with you. All right, you know how the game is played?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. The question, Ryan. What is the hardest mineral? What is the hardest mineral? Anthony, do you think he knows the answer?
Ryan has no idea what the hardest mineral is.
All right, Ryan, what is the hardest mineral?
Anthony, you're a smart man. You're a very smart man. A diamond? I don't know.
And then he guesses it correctly.
No.
Anthony, he just screwed you over.
No.
It's a diamond, bro.
Really?
Thank you, Anthony. I'm sorry, Ryan. No. Just booted you. I mean, this is unbelievable, this guy.
I'm a genius.
You are a genius. A diamond is the answer.
A diamond. I'm silly.
So you're 3 for 7, successfully giving no one tickets ever, by the way.
Yeah, I know. This is bad.
The goal is to give people
some
tickets.
This is really bad.
Let's go to Ricky in Remington on Grant and Danny. Hello, Ricky. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm great. The game is called Does Ryan Know It? You understand how we're playing?
Yes, I got it.
And you are playing for tickets to Blues Traveler. The winner, congrats to whoever wins, when you can get on the same page with Ryan. You're going to see Blues Traveler, Big Head Todd, The Monsters, Friday, August 23rd at the Center at Wolf Trap. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Ryan, the question is, how many feet are in 75 yards? How many feet are in 75 yards? Ricky, do you think Ryan knows this?
Yes, I'm going to go with yes. He knows it.
Okay. Yard important in football. He's a football guy.
Of course.
Ryan, how many feet are in 75 yards?
225 feet.
Yes.
He had to do some math. 3 feet per yard times 75 is 225. How about Clary coming through in the clutch?
Big feet guy.
So, you and Rex Ryan. Big feet guy. All right, so, Ricky. So, now we need to know, beyond just what is Ryan's awkward search tab that he doesn't want us to know about.
We will isolate that, by the way.
Yeah, feel free to just grab that and set it aside for Danny to hear it when he comes back. Ricky, you need to get one more, and then you're going to see Blues Traveler. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. Who wrote the Harry Potter book series? What famous author wrote the Harry Potter book series? Ricky, do you think he knows who she is?
I'm going to say he knows it.
All right. Who wrote the Harry Potter book series? Now, I will tell you, as soon as you said he knows it, Ryan screamed, oh, and then put his head down. That doesn't seem very good. Ryan, who is the lady that wrote the Harry Potter book series?
Oh, my gosh. I know her because I read these books.
Yeah.
She's been in the news lately as well. Oh, my gosh.
Give me a name.
I know it's not it. Judy Blume.
I'm sure Judy Blume. Judy Blume is a famous.
Who was it? I know.
J.K. Rowling.
Oh, I knew it. Just trust me. I knew it.
Judy Blume is an author, by the way. I know.
She was a children's author. I read plenty of her books.
How do you know Judy Blume and not J.K. Rowling?
I know Judy Blume.
I want to do like a get on the magic school bus and get inside that brain of his one time. And just drive around with Mrs. Who was the lady? Miss Fritzel? What was that lady's name?
Miss Fritzel.
You don't know Magic School Bus?
Well, no. That was way back in the day, but.
Darius,
I think
you know
it was Frizzle. Miss Frizzle.
There you go. Let's get on Miss Frizzle's bus. I just want to drive around in that old brain.
it's a lot.
All right. So what are you right now? Are you?
I think we're 3 of 8.
3 of 8.
Not great.
All right. Does Ryan know it? I got faith in you, bro. Come on. You're my guy. Let's go. Kelsey's in Vienna. What's up, Kelsey? How are you?
Hey, doing great.
Everything?
Hello?
Yeah, I got you. Everything good? You there?
You got me?
Yes. You know how to play the game?
Yes. We're ready. My daughter's going to help me.
All right. Very good. Here's the question. Ryan, what is the tallest mammal on Earth? The tallest
mammal
on Earth. Yeah. All right, so what does Kelsey think? What does the daughter think over there?
Don't say the answer.
I knew the answer.
She knows it, though.
I knew the answer.
Did you know it?
Yes, it's a giraffe.
Oh, okay, but now we got to go to the next question. All right.
Okay.
You could have had one, but we're going to go to the next question. Who was the first person to step on the moon? By the way, I love that Kelsey, or the daughter, knew the answer, the young daughter. And Ryan's now claiming he knew the answer.
I knew the answer.
We'll never know if you knew the answer or not.
I knew the answer.
How old is your daughter?
He's going to know this.
How old is your daughter?
Tell him how old you are. Seven.
Seven.
She just pummeled Ryan. She knew the answer. Ryan, I want her to know one of these answers and him not to. That should be the game.
You just have to know
is he smarter than the seven-year-old?
Yes or no.
All right. Who is the first person to step on the moon? Do you think Ryan knows it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Ooh, she said yes. Very good. Ryan, who was the first person to step on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah. Smart. All right. We're just one small step away, one giant leap in Ryan kind of way from giving away tickets, believe it or not, finally on Grant and Danny. All right, you need this one. Here we go. Who wrote the play Hamlet? Does Ryan know it?
No way.
No way. Wow. Okay. I don't know if I like that answer, but let's see. Ryan, very famous play. Who wrote the play Hamlet?
Is it Shakespeare?
It is Shakespeare. He takes another prospective winner. And he slaps him around. I mean, the poor girl wanted to go see Blues Traveler.
I'm sorry. She bet against me. I didn't know what to do.
Sorry, guys. I wanted to give you tickets.
Sorry.
I really did.
She wanted to say yes.
She should have said yes. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we are sniped by Clary, who's just unwilling to give away tickets. So this is what I've got to do. I've now got to take matters into my own hands. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats. You are winning 2 tickets to Blues Traveler and Big Head Todd and the Monsters Friday the 23rd at the Center at Wolf Trap. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. Well done, as always, Rhino. Connor Orr covers the Jets. The NFL draft was at Commanders practice yesterday. He'll get us ready for tomorrow's preseason game right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.